Lawsonia, its effect is on the very, very end portion of the small intestine. It affects that area called the ileum. There, the disease is called the ileitis. Now, what it does is down in the base levels of the ileum, it affects the immature cells that are in the ileum, and it arrests their development. So they remain immature cells. Now, you can imagine that if we're going to absorb nutrients, we really need mature cells there. We need them to function fully and adequately. And the Lawsonia's presence there arrests that. So we don't absorb nutrients. We don't digest the way we should because of the alteration there. Now, the clinical signs we're going to see are usually one or two scenarios. The number one clinical sign is loose stools that we see traditionally mid-finisher. Now in Europe, they will see that earlier in the nursery, but traditionally in the United States, we're going to see that middle to later finishing with just a loose, what we'd call a cow pie stool. The other clinical presentation of Lawsonia is one with acute death and acute hemorrhagic ileitis. Now, that is something we see oftentimes in replacement gilts. And those gilts that are 283 pounds, you spent all that time, all that money, all that vaccine getting these animals ready to enter the sow farm, and an ileitis, PHE, a hemorrhagic enteropathy occurs. It's really, really a tragic thing. And it can be economically devastating because not only does it affect those groups of gilts, but it affects the parity structure of the sow farm. So it's really a bad thing.